Our series on the Bear Grease continues. Well, if you go to the Bear Grease and you see all the dogs and you see the gear and you see the big dog truck and you think about the dogs that you need to run a sled dog team, and then you think you need new dogs coming up, and dogs maybe get injured, and dogs maybe retire, and the next thing you know, you're thinking, what happens with all the dogs that perhaps are retired or perhaps are injured? Can you still afford to keep them in every instance? And if you can't, where is a good place for them to go? Some sled dogs make great house pets, some sled dogs not so great house pets. Well, one of the places that you might begin asking questions is an outfit called Positive Energy Outdoors, and you would probably talk with either Blake Kazare or Stephanie Love. Stephanie's on the phone with us this morning. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. You and Blake have 58 retired and or rescued sled dogs. Tell us about how that all came about.
Sure. When we started our kennel, before I met Blake, he had 16 dogs, and he had been looking to build up a team for introducing college students to the outdoors and using the sled dogs as a way to get them excited about winter and winter camping. And when we met and started the not-for-profit 9 years ago, we started growing, and we needed to add some dogs to the kennel, and we neither of us liked the idea of doing our own breeding. There are plenty of great dogs out there that mushers have in their kennels that need good homes, and so we started looking and talking to mushers, and there are lots of dogs that started coming to our kennel because mushers were retiring or they got cut from a race team, and they're fabulous dogs. It's really fun. We've adopted some who have been eight-week-old puppies. Others have been adults, and they make great additions to the kennel.
Now, some sled dogs do adapt beautifully to life in a house, and some sled dogs, having spent their entire lives outdoors and enjoying the outdoors and living outdoors, really don't adapt quite as well. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the challenges in looking at these dogs and bringing these dogs into your home.
Sure. One of the things that is so much fun about having a husky of any kind, but particularly we have Alaskan huskies, is that they are super active. Even as they get older, they need a lot of exercise. They love to run. So folks who have active lifestyles and are out walking or running or skiing, those dogs fit in really, really well. They love to go, and even if they can't pull as hard as they get older or they're not going to be on a sled dog team, they make great recreational partners, really. So ski joring and biking and scootering and all those activities are really fun for those dogs. They need that exercise daily, and that's really important. They don't sit around too much. They get kind of depressed, and they like to work. Sometimes people aren't sure about do these dogs really like to do what they do, and they come to the start of the Bear Grease, or they come to our kennel or other kennels, and they see those dogs get so excited when we pull out the equipment. It's pretty obvious they're born to run. But some dogs also, they do make great pets. We have a couple of greyhound crosses that they're inside with us right now, and you would never know they were lead dogs. So it's a personality thing, but even those dogs that make great house pets, they still need lots of exercise. They need to get out every day. So they're not great to just kind of sit around and until they're very, very old. but they need lots of love and lots of exercise.
Well, many working dogs, you see if you watch television or you read articles about dog training, it does come back to these dogs are bred to do a job and they need to do the job. Obviously, it doesn't mean that they need to be abused or forced to do heavy labor or that sort of thing, but they need things to keep their bodies and their minds occupied as they were bred to do.
That's right, and we talk with the school groups that come and the kids from youth agencies that come out here about, this is a dog that's 9 years old, and they go, wow, that dog doesn't seem like they're nine. And like, well, they eat right, they exercise, they love their job. And a lot of times people ask, well, how do you know if a dog isn't going to pull, or how do you know when they start to retire? And it's pretty obvious. Dogs start to slow down, and as dogs in our kennel start to get a little slower as they get older, they get grouped as with different athletic abilities, so they go out with the older dogs or they go on shorter runs. and it's pretty, they let us know. It's very obvious when they're ready to take a break or when they're ready to not be running quite as much. So we've got a nice retirement program here.
So you have a retirement program for the retirees. The retirees yeah. that aren't really ready to retire. You take, tell us a little bit about your program now. You take kids, school-age kids. You sent us some great photos of some school-age kids having a ball with the opportunity to ride on a dog sled. Tell us a little bit about your program and how the dogs fit into your program.
Sure. So we've got dogs of all different athletic abilities, and so as when the dogs are in prime running form, and different dogs, even a dog that's two might have a different athletic capability than, you know, we've got two-year-olds that can't run as well as a nine-year-old does. So depending on what their athletic ability is, they might go on some of our tours. So they might be going 15, 20 miles, or they might be working with a school group where they're just going around a small loop with lots of breaks. Or we just took a couple of dogs to the library for their event on Saturday, and kids are meeting the dogs and petting the dogs. Dogs go into schools and kids read to them. So there's lots of different activities and opportunities for the dogs, even if they're not running anymore. Although we have a few 13-year-olds, and they go out every couple weeks and nice short runs. They have a blast. So lots of opportunities for them to interact with people and get some exercise. And it really just depends on the dog and their fitness level and just how they're doing health-wise. So.
And the dogs do love being read to.
Oh, they do. It's very fun. They think it's great. And having the kids around them, and we bring the sleds and equipment, and they get to interact with the dogs. We'll bring the houndy crosses with the shorter coats and the thicker-coated dogs that look a little more husky-like, so kids can see the difference in the breeding and see that these are all Alaskan Huskies, and lots of different ways that these dogs can look.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a wonderful idea that retired sled dogs in the area have an option for everything from a retirement home to an assisted living facility to a nursing facility, depending on what they need. It's all there in one spot.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie Love and Blake Kazare have Positive Energy Outdoors, and they have 58 retired and rescued sled dogs currently in their kennel.